And speaking of hearing many more years, we're going to hear now from a pianist. I think this was her first time to play for us in 2009, but certainly not her last. And over the next 3 days, we'll be following her career. But let's go to that first appearance we had with pianist Jesmyn Wynn. Jesmyn Wynn is at the piano. Jesmyn Wynn is a second grader at Sunrise Elementary School. Feels like Jesmyn has almost an entire piano recital for us. She has three pieces. She's a student of Carolyn Brett, and we're going to hear music of Bach, Schumann, and Alexander. Jesmyn, let's begin with the Bach G major minuet. Jesmyn's pieces, which was that Bach minuet. Now let's go to Schumann and hear The Happy Farmer. Third of Jesmyn's pieces that she'll play for us, Alexander's Bells of San Miguel. Jesmyn Wynn playing for us those three pieces by Bach, by Schumann, and by Alexander. Thank you so much, Jesmyn. What a powerful young woman in your playing and your music making. And I like the list of what she does. She likes piano, obviously, reading, ballet, soccer, riding her bike, writing, and running. She wants to be a teacher or author in the future. So, Jesmyn, that was terrific. A student of Carolyn Brett, our 7-year-old pianist that we just heard. And we heard her every year for the next 10 years into our studio. And tomorrow and Friday, we'll keep following that 10-year career of the young Jesmyn Wynn. Speaking of people that we got to follow, this was a very early performance by somebody that then turned into such an interesting musical personality in Spokane. And that's Gabe Swallow. So we're still in those first years, we're still in, not first year, but the first years of the recordings we happen to have, 2009, and the time that Gabe Swallow appeared for us. Now we get a composer. We get a few of those here, and that's pretty exciting because that's really extending the range of what music making is, how it's defined. This young gentleman is also versatile. He's a pianist and studies with Barbara Miller, a bass player studying with Steve Swanson. But we get to hear him as composer. His original composition is Sarajevo Blues. His name is Gabriel Swallow. So let's hear Gabriel's composition, Sarajevo Blues. Gabriel Swallow playing his composition, which is called Sarajevo Blues. Okay, I can feel the blues part. Tell us about the Sarajevo part.
Sarajevo was, there was a war there in the 90s, and I kind of wanted to portray the feelings of war and suffering, and then also of hope through the energetic jazz section.
Nice. And obviously you play and love all styles of music. I saw where it talked about that you love Baroque music and avant-garde and everything in between. You just kind of do music all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, have you ever been to Sarajevo?
No, okay, but so my father has.
Okay.
So that's during the war, actually.
Oh, so he was there? So you have his experiences.
Yeah.
And I noticed that through all of that energetic jazz section, and then when it came finally to an end, there was that little part at the top that sounded to me like a little bit like a question mark. Was there kind of a little bit of question at the end of it?
Yeah, I wanted that kind of mystery almost at the ending.
Nice. Well, Gabriel, we're so going to look forward to all aspects of your music making in every way. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
for
you.
Bringing us this piece. Gabriel Swallow, who goes to Sacagawea Middle School. He's a seventh grader there, and he studies piano with Barbara Miller and bass with Steve Swanson. And we did get to follow Gabe Swallow for the next 6 years or so. In many ways, later on in high school, he started a Balkan band, and that would be even a logical outgrowth of his Sarajevo piece, which he just did. Also, he and two of his compatriots were featured in a KPBX kids concert we did. We called it the Young Mozart, and it had to do with brilliant performers on their instruments who also composed. And so that included not only Gabe, but people you'll hear a little bit later today, D.G. Kim, the cellist, and Daniel White, the violinist, but you'll hear, and pianist. You'll hear him as a pianist in a little while. So there are some of the aspects of the artistic bent of the young musicians from Music Fest Northwest. We're continuing to hear from just those years of 2009, 2010. We're going to be more or less chronological here between today, tomorrow, and Friday. Still from 2009, we have a singer, high school singer, and that's a little rare that their voices are mature enough for public performance, but that was certainly the case with the next performer, Jordan Taylor. A singer is with us. This is a junior at University High School. Jordan Taylor is his name. He's joined by a good friend of this festival and this piano and piano playing in Spokane, Greta Gardner. Greta, glad to have you here. Student of Marjorie Halverson. And Jordan assumes the role of the Birdman here, Papageno, and he's looking for a wife or a girlfriend in the aria Ein Mädchen oder Weibchen from Magic Flute. This is baritone Jordan Taylor.
Ein Mädchen oder Weibchen wünscht Papageno sich. O so ein samtes Täubchen, Beseligkeit für mich, Beseligkeit für mich, Beseligkeit für mich. Dann schmeckt er mir Trinken und Essen, dann könnt ich mit Fürsten mich messen, des Lebens aus Weiser mich freuen. Und wie im Elysium sein, und dann könnt ich mit Fürsten mich messen, des Lebens als Weiser mich freuen, und wie im Elysium sein, im Elysium sein, im Elysium sein. Wünscht Papageno sich. O so ein sanftes Täubchen, Beseligkeit für mich, Beseligkeit für mich, Beseligkeit für mich. Ach, kann ich denn keine von allen den reizenden Mädchen gefallen, hilf eine mir nur aus der Not, sonst grenn ich mich wahrlich zu tot. Ach, kann ich denn keine gefallen, hilf eine mir nur aus der Not, sonst grenn ich mich wahrlich zu tot, mich wahrlich zu tot, mich wahrlich zu tot. Ein Mädchen oder Weibchen wünscht Papageno sich. O so ein sanftes Täubchen, Weseligkeit für mich. Weseligkeit für mich. Weseligkeit für mich. Wird keine mir Liebe gewähren, so muss mich der Flammen verzehren. Ach, küsst mich ein weiblicher Mund, so bin ich schon wieder gesund. Da küsst mich ein weiblicher Mund. So bin ich schon wieder gesund. So bin ich schon wieder gesund. Schon wieder gesund. Schon wieder gesund.
Jordan Taylor, as Papageno, singing I Mädchen oder Weibchen. Jordan, come over here and talk to me. If you're going to sing that way, you're probably going to get your wish.
Hopefully.
So tell me, have you been in some productions and done some musical theater and the opera?
I've done musical theater at my high school. I was Danny Zuko in Grease last year. That was my first musical.
That causes you to have attitude, doesn't it?
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. Nice. And then earlier this fall, I played in Forever Plaid. I was Smudge. And then I am part of the baseball team. I'm Smokey for our spring production in Damn Yankees.
And that's still going on?
That opens next Thursday.
Okay, so yeah. You've been busy. Well, Jordan, thanks so much for coming and singing for us. Jordan Taylor joining us there, the baritone from University High School, joined by pianist Greta Gardner. So far, we've heard performers primarily from 2009. Now we move to 2010. And earlier I had alluded to the fact that three young men we had featured in a KPBX Kids concert later, and the first of those was the composer that you had heard just a few minutes ago, Gabe Swallow. We're going to go to the second of those, and that was the cellist D.G. Kim, who again, we had many years around here doing great things, because once again, as a junior high school student, he was in here performing for us. This, I think, was his first performance for us. Let's go back to the studio, our old studio, in 2010. Dongyeon Kim, D.G. Kim, is a student at Green Acres Middle School, a cello student at of Dr. John Marshall, and we will quickly add a member of the cello section of the Spokane Youth Orchestra. He's played here before. Welcome back, DG. He's joined by Tomoko Kamira, and the two of them together are going to do the Requebros by Casado. Thank you. Great, thank you so much. D.G. Kim playing the Casado Requebros along with the lovely piano playing of Tomoko Kimura. D.G., who's 14-year-old cellist and eighth grader at Green Acres Middle School in Spokane and a member of the Spokane Youth Orchestra. His teacher, Dr. John Marshall. D.G. Kim, we called him Little Yo-Yo because he had some sense of similarity in appearance to Yo-Yo Ma, for one thing, and also he had that kind of assurance to himself. And then in addition to his cello playing and also his participation in that concert that I told you about later with Gabe and Daniel White, he became a conductor and currently works in high tech in the Seattle area, but he conducts a community orchestra, I think, made of largely high-tech workers in the Seattle area. Okay, let us go to a young violinist playing a piece by Fritz Kreisler. This, again, also from 2010. Go ahead and tune. And Sarah Beck is a ninth grader at Pullman High School. The 14-year-old violinist is a student of Meredith Arxey, who's the violin professor at Washington State University. Sarah's accompanist, Elena Panchenko, whom we heard the other night playing a lot of pieces at the Bing. But the two of them are together in the studio now. One of the real classics of the repertoire is Fritz Kreisler's Preludium and Allegro. This is violinist Sarah Beck. Thank you. Thank you. Sarah Beck playing for us the Preludium and Allegro by Fritz Kreisler, joined by Elena Panchenko.